Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and praise God you're able to join me for the broadcast today. Well, we would like to continue on with a message I started a few days ago on the sacrifices of God. And on Monday, we covered the Old Testament or Old Covenant sacrifices. And I should take a moment, if any time you want to rehear a broadcast or you miss a broadcast, feel free to go to the website, unveilchrist.org, click on the podcast, and you can listen anytime at your convenience. But we're going to talk about new covenant sacrifices today. And you might say, well, Sister Glass, we don't have any sacrifices. Jesus, it was the perfect sacrifice. And I say a strong amen to that. However, the word in the new covenant does talk about, and throughout the word, it talks about sacrifices that are not the Mosaic sacrifices of the old covenant. And you know, stop and let's just think for a minute. Why did God institute sacrifices? Well, of course, He was showing and demonstrating without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin, which is one because of God's perfect justice. His justice must be satisfied, and the soul that sins, he shall die. That's what God told Adam and Eve. You know, if you eat of that fruit, you will die. But of course, God so loved His creation. Man was the epitome, the height of all of His creation. He actually formed man with His own hands. He spoke the rest of the world and all the other living creatures into existence, but He formed man out of the dust of the earth, and He took Eve out of a rib from Adam's side, and we're made in God's very image and likeness. So He has a great investment in us, and so He sent Jesus to suffer and die so that the justice of God would be satisfied, and we now have the righteousness of Jesus imputed to us. But there are some, so that's, it was a necessary part of redemption to have a blood sacrifice, but also the covenant, they weren't all bloody. There were some free will offerings, there were peace offerings, thanksgiving offerings, and there were some that were the fruits of the earth, like a meat offering, which was fine flour. And those were given to show, first of all, obedience to the Lord, but also love. And that is why I suggest to you, the Word does talk about sacrifices, because as much as the Lord has done for us, there are actually some things we can render to Him in love and thanksgiving as a sacrifice. Now, you might say, okay, I want to hear about that. Well, let's look now for a moment at what Exodus, the 20th chapter, verse 27 says. The old covenant sacrifices had to be sacrificed on an altar. Right? And here in Exodus, it gives specific instructions. An altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, and shalt sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings and thy peace offerings, thy sheep and thine oxen, in all the places where I record my name. I will come unto thee, and I will bless thee. So the sacrifices were always offered upon an altar. What's a new covenant altar? Well, beloved, the new covenant altar we have are our physical bodies. Our bodies are a temple of the Holy Ghost. Romans 12 and 1, I trust a familiar passage. I beseech you, therefore, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So the altar are our physical bodies, and the offering is ourselves, all that we are. If we offer our bodies, beloved, well, that at least ideally should include our spirit and our soul, which means our will and our emotions, all that we are. praise God, because everything we are is housed in our physical body. So, now, all right, under the old covenant, there was an altar. And then we learned, as on Monday, for example, that the sacrifice had to be perfect and without blemish. That was really important. And so there is a very clear and a stern correction given to God's people in Malachi, which is the last book of the Old Testament. And there, the word of the Lord says in Malachi verse 8, "And if ye offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if ye offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it now unto thy governor. Will he be pleased with thee, or accept thy person, saith the Lord of hosts?" And then, a little bit further on, in verse 14, see, they were offering sickly, diseased, imperfect animals. And in let me read verse 13. "Ye said also, behold, what a weariness it is, and ye have snuffed at it, saith the Lord of hosts, and ye brought that which was torn, and the lame, and the sick. Thus ye brought an offering. Should I accept this of your hand, saith the Lord? But cursed be the deceiver, which hath in his flock a male, and voweth and sacrifice unto the Lord a corrupt thing. For I am a great king, saith the Lord of hosts, and my name is dreadful among the heathen." So here we see God expressing great displeasure at those, at the people of Israel offering blemished and sick animals. And of course, this God wanted a perfect sacrifice. The Passover lamb had to be perfect without blemish, because we know that foreshadowed the perfect Passover lamb, which is Jesus Christ. And that's representative of our perfect standing in Christ. Nothing can be added to Christ's atoning work. Our body is holy. That's what, you know, we're talking about the altar, and our body is holy. "Know ye not that ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost?" And in fact, there's also a very stern warning in 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, verse 17. "If any man defile the temple of God," now, of course, that's not just speaking of a church building, that's speaking of our physical temple. "If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are." Very clearly, it says what the temple of God is, our physical bodies. And then, of course, under the old covenant, the sacrifices were worthless without obedience. Remember, Samuel was rebuking Saul. He didn't obey the Lord. He went ahead and started to offer the burnt offering, because he was afraid. The enemy was there, the Philistines were there, and Israel was sort of in fear. They were just departing because Samuel hadn't come. He was delayed. And the prophet rebukes Saul and says, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." Proverbs 21:3 says, "To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice." And remember, in the New Testament, and I'll share with you Mark, the 12th chapter, verses 32 through 33, a scribe came to Jesus, and he asked Jesus, "What's the first commandment of all?" What's the greatest commandment? And of course, Jesus told him, and he responded, "Well, Master, thou hast said the truth, for there is one God, and there is none other but he, and to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." Wow, that sums it up, beloved. And then, now let's look finally, still sort of previewing the new covenant sacrifices, looking at what the old covenant sacrifices were, the requirements, if you will. Those sacrifices were accepted when they were offered in sincerity and faith. Now, I won't turn to it, but in Noah's sacrifice recorded in Genesis 8:21, and then in Genesis 4:4, remember Abel offered the firstlings of the flock to him. And then in Hebrews 11:4, This is the modern language. The word says, by faith, Abel brought God a sacrifice superior to that of Cain, and for God acknowledged his gifts, and though he died, through his faith he is still speaking. So you see, that was the kind of sacrifice that God wanted. That's why he was displeased with Cain, because there's no remission of sin without sacrifice. So, beloved, we see, as just by way of review, the sacrifices had to be offered in sincerity and faith, and they, unless there was obedience, they were worthless. Remember what Samuel told Saul. They had to be perfect and without blemish, and of course they were always offered upon an altar. Now, we discovered that the altar is our physical bodies. Praise God for that. Now, there are six New Covenant sacrifices of God, and we won't have time to get into them today, but if you will stay tuned tomorrow, we will look at what the sacrifices of God are under the New Covenant. And one thing, allow me to say this, the commandments from the Word that we find in the living Word of God, they're illustrative of attitudes of the heart. Remember, God is always concerned about that. Remember, he said he'd put a new law on the tablet of our heart. He would write his laws in our heart. And so God is always concerned about the attitudes. Remember the Sermon on the Mount? He said, if you look at a woman and lust after her, you might as well have committed adultery. He was not looking just at the external things which the Old Covenant covered and spoke to, but out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, and our attitudes and our actions come out of the heart. So Jesus was concerned about the attitudes of the heart, and we're going to see what those New Covenant sacrifices of God are tomorrow. Praise God. Well, thank you for joining me. My time has gone away. If you have prayer needs, I do invite you to write. And I believe if you're being blessed by the broadcast, you'll be blessed by this ministry of correspondence. I send a monthly letter of encouragement, which I don't even mention offerings, because I trust the Lord, as he's been so faithful almost 50 years to bring in finances. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,